Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Hal Price, an award-winning number one best-selling author and inspirational speaker from California. Hal is the creator of the Heroic Heart platform, whose mission it is to unite the divine spark within the heroic heart of children, both young and old alike. He does this through books, heartfelt storytelling, speaking, heart purpose coaching, and guidance, inner child workshops, and his algorithm process and via superhero camps for children and their parents. He is completing a series of 9 children's books designed to teach the virtues of the heart and how to listen to the secret whispers of their heart. Hal is also the father of 3 purpose-driven children and a volunteer fundraiser for the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. Hal, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm so honored to be here with you, Vicki.
Tell us a little bit about how your life has been touched by cancer.
You know, it's been a really interesting story for me, Vicki. My family has been truly, truly blessed. We've not had but one small case of cancer show up in our lives on either side of my mother or my father's family. However, in 2011, it did show up as prostate cancer diagnosis for my father. My dad's been extremely diligent about his health all of his life, which is so important for all of us. But he's been on top of any little change or nuance in his body, and they were able to jump in there pretty quickly and over several months, you know, take him into remission. But the thing that I really paid attention to was my dad's mindset. He had such a positive outlook on life, and he says, you know, I have faith in the Lord, and, you know, if we just keep a positive thought, whatever's going to happen is supposed to happen to us. And I guess I was in my late 50s, and watching him go through that just reinforced how important it is to just have not only faith, but a strong, healthy attitude about life and accept what comes along sometimes. And, you know, so that was what we got. But it made me think about my mom and my dad's gift that they gave all of us, and my brother and my sister, was really just to approach life from a position of there's a plan that's looking for you. We're here to serve. We're here to serve with a high gift. And I'll tie this story back in with you with a second with after both mom and dad passed away, within 6 months of each other, because they'd known each other since they were 12 years old, Vicki, and just had only dated each other, only knew each other. And after mom passed away from Alzheimer's in late 2012, dad told us that he was going to be not too far behind her because he just wanted to know that she was safe and he would go after she did. And he went 6 months later. But we were cleaning up the garage after, you know, all the craziness, and back in April of 2015, and I was going through all these amazing documents and stuff, and my mom, I knew she was very spiritual, but I didn't know she kept such great positive thoughts and stuff, and I found an envelope with a note that she had never finished inside of it, where she was writing to me. Well, I was living in New York at the time, and what she wrote was this little quote that I found that said, how fortunate we are, you know, to really be able to serve one another. And she said, she left me 2 quotes in this note that she was writing. One was just, we have to remember the message to love one another. And secondly, there was a quote that she wrote from Ralph Waldo Emerson that said, the purpose of life is not to be happy. It's to be useful and to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to have made some difference that you've lived and lived your life well. And those things just stuck with me. And from that position of wanting us to serve, I look back now and see that what mom really wanted us to do was to be grateful for our lives and to help others who weren't as fortunate as we were. And she arranged for me to go to muscular dystrophy camp when I was 14 years old back in 1969 to be a camp counselor. And I went from there to do work with the Key Club. And to also, I majored in therapeutic recreation at Clemson University back in 1977 because I wanted to help handicapped kids. And all that's been in my awareness, but I moved away from that. But all that came back to me as mom and dad were declining. And I found this one old yellow torn note that my mom left me about the importance it is to serve. And, you know, I'll pick up my story from that position. But cancer was just something that came to my awareness to see how my dad came through it.
Amazing. So how did that change your life?
Well, just finding that note came at such a perfect time. I had, you know, as you know from our Voyage to Your Vision book that we did last year, I had a heart awakening, which was really my blood pressure had gotten up to 187 over like 113 at 425 on February the 25th of 2014. And mom and dad had just passed away. And I was lost, completely lost. And I found this note, and it just reminded me that sometimes when we serve other people, we're serving ourselves. We have to be compassionate with us first to be forgiving and loving. And it really took me to a whole different thought process because I'd walked away from volunteering. It was something that was important in my past, but I'd just gotten so stuck in the corporate world that it was all about pushing, pushing, pushing. And trying to control my life and to make a lot of money. And I'd never really given the way that I knew that my heart was meant to or the way that my mother had taught me to do that. And I started writing my children's books with that little bear called Eli Bear behind that let me tell stories to children about following the wisdom of their hearts and to really love themselves and to know that there's a family that loves them and supports them. And this whole thing with this bear situation started showing up in my life where I was writing stories about teddy bears. And my heart actually moved me to California back in May, which was a month after I'd found this note. And it was just such a spontaneous thing that I did, but I didn't know what the gift was in that move. But when I got here, the very second day that I moved here, I went down to the community pool and I was sitting in the pool talking to one of the neighbors there, and we were having a great conversation about who we are, what we did, and how long we've lived here, and all this stuff, and about our family. And his name was Joe, and Joe looked at me for a second. He said, "Hal," he said, "I don't talk about my family as much as I used to, but I'm glad you're doing it." He says, "I lost my daughter 17 years ago to cancer." And I just said, "Joe, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's such a long time. I know you still carry that. How do you deal with it? What do you do to process that as a parent?" And what he said was how I found that by giving my love and talents to other people, it helps me know that she's okay and she's smiling at me. And I go and volunteer for a little organization about 8 miles up the road here. And I said, "Joe, do you mind telling me who that is?" Mind you, I'd been here one day living here. And he said, "Hal, it's called the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. I read stories to the children there from the books that they have." In that moment, I saw my teddy bear winking at me and my mom winking at me and God smiling at me. And all of a sudden, I knew why I was here as well. And I did a lot of research on the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. I spent a week studying them. And then I've never done this in my life before, Vicki, but I drove to their corporate headquarters with just a heart. That's all I walked in with. I didn't have an appointment. I had made no schedules to see anybody. I walked in the door, and there was this amazing little creature named Becca, who is in the book. You guys will get a chance to read her chapter. But Becca was sitting there, and I just said, "Becca, I don't know why I'm here. I just know that I'm supposed to walk in because I've been magically invited to come and spend some time here and find out how I can help you and your organization." And she introduced me to, at that time, Brian Turner, who's the director of development, and they took me to the executive director. Cool. I'm meeting all these leaders right off the bat. And I met with Lindsay Guerrero and, you know, who was the executive director. And I just said, you know, "How can I help?" So she and Becca both asked me to come to their annual event. Timing was perfect. Here I got to go to their big event that was going to happen called their Family Fun Day, which was 2 days after I had just walked in that office. It was on a Sunday and I was there on a Friday. And I got to meet all the families and all the siblings and all the children who were going through their struggle with cancer. My heart opened up, and then I was asked to join their fundraising committee, their Gold Ribbon Luncheon fundraising program. And I did that. And then, Vicki, as you know, that was on a Wednesday. So Sunday was the family fun day. Wednesday was the committee meeting. Thursday, I called you to talk about my other book that we're doing, which is the Ready, Aim, Thrive book. And you said, I've been seeing what you've been doing on Facebook. Let's talk. I have some ideas. And we sat down and put together a strategy for how collectively we could all support the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. And I honor you for the opportunity for these people to tell their stories and to know that you're donating a portion of the proceeds from the book to help the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. All that happened by me opening a letter that was old and worn and reading a couple of words about serving, and a man giving me a conversation about his daughter who had passed away 17 years ago, and me saying, I'm going to serve from my heroic heart in this moment and just go with whatever it's meant to tell me and take me and not ask any questions. It's the most spontaneous month and a half I've ever had in my life, and it's been magical. Absolutely.
That is so incredible, Hal. So tell us a little bit about what volunteering means to you and what that looks like in your life today.
Well, I think what I've been looking at is, you know, once you can find a place of finding compassion for yourself, it allows you to really open up and see that we're all fallible and human and vulnerable. And there's an opportunity to say, how can I connect with people in a new and more loving way from being a new and more loving person? And I just did a lot of research the last couple of weeks about my generation, you know, the boomers. And, you know, we're huge. We have huge numbers. I think it's like 74 million of us out here who are all looking to find meaning in our lives, like I was, because I knew that I came here for a reason, but I didn't know exactly where I was going to go with all this. But it just gave me an opportunity to look at what's important for us at this stage of life. And me having come from the corporate world and nearly died in it, and now having my heart open to do something different, I wanted to invite people to move from success to significance. What has meaning in your life? And what I found is that, you know, by volunteering, especially at our age, it increases our energy, it decreases depression, it lessens the feeling of being obsolete, it lowers our mortality rate, and it gives us a purpose and a sense of connection and meaning. And we get to go and use a skill that people might not have appreciated when now we can give it to people who are so glad to accept it and receive it. So I just call it a calling from our heroic hearts to serve now from a whole new place. And to know that there's 74 million people out here like me who have some disposable income and a lot of gift and financial good situations and time on their hands. And there are 160,000 children every year who are battling cancer worldwide, and 1,500 of those kids lose their lives every day. So I remember, you know, John Kennedy called us into service to go with our generation of the baby boomers to go serve the world and not be so focused on the, you know, our own little space, but he created the Peace Corps for us. And then for him to say that children are our world's most valuable resource, and that's our best hope for the future. And this is a gift we can give to kids to let them get to see what it's like to grow old gracefully and to give and to love and to give them all of our services and our talents and just to give ourselves to other people and to give them hope that they're going to get through it and there's someone that loves them out there and can spend some time with them. I think it's so powerful, the message for all of us.
Oh, I think you are so incredibly right. And, you know, as you pointed out, there's so many different ways to give and to volunteer. For someone who's maybe entering into this or wants to expand their ability to volunteer and really make a difference, what would you recommend as far as tips to get started?
What I would say, Vicki, is first of all, find out for you, what do you love doing? What's a gift that you have that you would like to share, whether it's reading or drawing or telling stories or working with your hands, and find something locally in your community. It's a simple Google, you know, things where you can go and just volunteer your time and services. And if you like working with the elderly people, there are opportunities to do that. And if you like working with children who are at risk, there are opportunities for that, and kids who have challenges that they're facing. There's so many places for us to go, and I've just been Googling the crap out of this information the last couple of months, but all it took for me was listening to my heart to hear the couple of words, serve and teddy bear and connect with kids. Those were the three things that drew me in, and as I listened to those things, it gave me the opportunity to say, you know, there's a solution to helping those six letters, which spell the word cancer, that strikes fear into everybody's lives. We have a chance to really transform that and to now say that we can go from cancer to we can serve. And I think if we all can serve, we're going to help a whole lot more people deal with this. And what I love about the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, there's a huge financial challenge that families face when they go through this. And it sets them up for a difficult life for the rest of their lives as they're paying for all these medical expenses. And I would just invite you to go and learn more about whatever cause means more to you. But my heart is with the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, and they're at teddybearcancerfoundation.org. And there's an opportunity for us to really make a huge difference and to use our success into our own significance to have meaning in our life to help touch the lives of other people. It's a calling we all have. It's our highest calling. In fact, that was a thing that, you know, reminded me of what my mom had said. I could find that quote again, I would tell you really, really quickly that it was, the purpose in life is not to be happy. It's to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to make it some difference that you've lived and lived well. And that was a quote my mom wrote in a little piece of paper that I found that turned me back on to serving.
Wow. And I'm so glad you found that piece of paper, because the way you are serving is so dedicated and so beautiful and is going to make a difference in so many people's lives. How time has just flown by with you. Do you have any words in parting?
I'm just honored to be on the planet. I think we all have an opportunity to find our purpose here. It's our destiny to really connect with who we are and to love ourselves and love our neighbors, and to just honor those teachers that we have, especially our parents who have taught us, you know, how to move through life. And I just honor my mom and my dad for being so amazing and helping me become who I was meant to be.
I know. And I know that you have a very special place in your heart for your mom and the whole idea of teddy bears and what they meant to you growing up and what teddy bears meant to her when, unfortunately, you know, she slipped into Alzheimer's. And it's such an incredible devotion that you have, and so wonderful that you found this charity. Can you share a little bit about how people might find out more about what you're doing with teddy bears?
Well, just a quick thing for you also is, as mom was declining and I was writing my stories, I went and bought her the same bear that I had where I was telling my stories with, because I was taking pictures of this bear. And that bear kept mom comfort. But I read the same stories that my mother read to me when I was little. I found them in the attic. And her mouth would give me the recognition that she would mouth the words of Henny Penny and the Sky is Falling. So I know the power of stories. And that inspired me to write these stories where I have an opportunity to use this teddy bear, who's called Eli, which is Elijah, who is the prophet who had to awaken and come out of his cave to go bring his message to the world. It's actually the name of my inner child is Elijah. But it's an opportunity to give kids an opportunity to see that they all are precious. We all have a gift. We all come from a lineage that helps us move into our greatness, and to learn there are virtues of our heart. So each of my stories tells a story of the virtue of the heart, from kindness to forgiveness to gratitude to acceptance. And these stories are going to be helpful for parents to read with their children to give them the same magical bond that my mother and I created 60 years ago and have still continued to drive and push my heart every day forward because of that magical bedtime ritual that we created for prayer, tucking in, and a story with a loving goodnight kiss.
Oh, how wonderful is that? What a beautiful vision for all children to experience and for all parents to have the opportunity to contribute, and that you're keeping that alive is so beautiful. So do you have a website?
And Vicki, I do. I was just going to say, that website, I get so wrapped up. I never think about websites. I'm sorry. But that website, which we're still building, but it's called heroicheart.org. and I would be honored to have anybody come there and learn more about what we're doing over there. More importantly, it's not about me. Find something that, you know, let your spirit sing and your soul smile and your heart be fulfilled by doing something that makes you feel good and help other people while you're doing that. So I just invite you to do that.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Al. This has been, as always, such a pleasure, and thank you so much for coming and sharing all of these inspirational thoughts, and I can't wait till we have time together again.
I can't either. I'll see you at Teddy Bear Luncheon. You know, you have an invitation always because you're now our patron saint.
Well, I'm hoping to definitely make it.
I never try to enroll anybody in anything that I do, but I will take a second to say the Teddy Bear Foundation Gold Ribbon Luncheon is their largest fundraising campaign, is to generate $200,000 to help 155 families in this area. And there are many, many ways that people can contribute. And if they just go to www.teddybearcancerfoundation.org, there's an opportunity for them to find out how they can serve or donate or offer a gift to help raise money or whatever that might be. And I know you lovingly given from your heart to help us with that too, from the proceeds of the book here that we're doing, a portion of the proceeds here. So I invite everybody to find a way to give something to whatever makes them feel good, because to give is to receive. And I've learned that from day one in my life. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Hal. And one of the things that has touched me most about this charity is that you think about this with people you know, maybe people you hear about. You never think about it, or at least I had not thought about it, as how it relates to really sometimes very young children or children of any age. And it's so devastating to them and to the families, and that's why we were so thrilled to be able to be a part of the contribution, as you are a part of the contribution, and we encourage everyone out there to also look into contributing, because it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to help the families of children with cancer.
Cancer is the leading cause of death among children 15 and younger. And we can solve that in my lifetime. That's why I'm sticking around. That's why I'm getting healthy and thriving.
You are doing that, and for such a good cause.
Yeah.
Hal, thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Love you dearly.
So for everyone out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our award-winning magazines, best-selling books, and our global communities and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.